Texas teacher tells students to call pedophiles minor attracted persons. And I told you about this. I don't get to brag often. I'm getting, you know, the longer I've been doing this, the more I get to brag about stuff. Except I started talking about this in December of 2018. So it's even more than 2 years I've been calling them the LGBT MAP movement. Hasn't caught on because nobody wants to be like, wow, Rick, that's a really smart thing you said. Because I get it, I don't really say it that much. But that's the saying. I said it before anybody else. I continue to say it today. They're changing the language. They told you 4 years ago they were going to change the language. And because I'm not Ben Shapiro or I'm not on the Blaze, and I don't even have 2,000 followers on Twitter because I'm kind of a loser. Nobody listen to me. In fact, if you type in LGBT MAP, it's all over the Crusade Channel website as a tag because I've been talking about it for 5 years. No, I haven't been on air 5 years. No, since 2018. I'm a dummy. I get it. And math, that's why I was a social studies teacher, because math, no, you didn't have to take a math course to be a social studies teacher. Texas teacher tells students to call pedophiles minor attracted persons by Jazz Shaw at hotair.com. So, and this is the thing that gets me when they have like, oh, we have these gays against groomer groups and all this other stuff. It's all a ruse. Pedophilia is the end game of the LGBT MAP movement. For lack of a better term, it is right next to abortion, the sacrament. All this other stuff is just trying to indoctrinate generations so they can work their way down in order to make the molestation of children 100% legal. Or just pretty much be like a Muslim country. So he starts, today we are sad to bring you yet another one of those stories that sounds so completely demented and unbelievable that you would likely have been found on the cutting room floor of a dystopian movie script. Except, Jazz, if you listen to me back in 2018 when I told you this. And yet it's true. Because I've told you it. But it's come to us from a very unlikely location. See, Jazz doesn't know anything about this source. At public high school in El Paso, Texas. That's not an unlikely location. El Paso, Texas is bluer than the Atlantic Ocean. An English teacher... English as a fourth language over there. English teacher was caught on video telling a group of students that they cannot refer to pedophiles as pedophiles. That's right. I do appreciate Jazz Shaw's use of this word here in this story. She commanded her students to refer to them as MAPS. Or minor attracted persons. Boom. I told you. Yes, most of my predictions are absolute, birdcage liner. But I was right on this one. And I was right to call them the LGBT MAP movement. They're like the LGBTIA AAAQ plus NCAA now. But, All the other stuff that they have in there, that is just the natural progression to MAP. Because what's the plus? I will give Jason Whitlock credit when he says this. What's the plus on the LGBTIIAQRS plus? What is that plus? It's pedophilia. They're just not ready to go with it yet. Back into the article. Not being satisfied with that, she further chastised one of her students to not, quote, judge people just because they want to have relations, I'm going to say it, with five-year-olds. Five-year-old dude. Quote the king dude, five-year-olds dude. Don't judge them. They're minor attracted people. They're good people. They're born with these feelings. And it's okay. No, you know what's okay? Hang them by it. And you know what I'm talking about. Hang them by it. It is not okay. And I will judge the hell out of you if you look at a 5-year-old and go, yup. You better hope I'm not armed. And you better hope it's not just the two of us in that room when you say that. Rick Barrett of the Bear Brief is an official map hunter. Death to those that try to destroy the innocence of youth. Our society, this is tolerance. This is tolerance, folks, at its most applicable. This is all this stuff you've been browbeaten into believing or browbeating into accepting is for this. You can't be judgy because that man wants to do gross and disgusting things to that 5-year-old little girl. Excuse me? Excuse me? And people are shocked. You're shocked. They're shocked because you've accepted the propaganda. You've accepted the modern family TV shows. You've accepted all this. Oh, we're gay and we just want to be fabulous and we just want to exist with each other. Blah, blah, bull. Most of the time, and there have been, and I will try to look this up for further backing up of this point. Most men who turn out to be fags are fags because they've been molested. Now, there may be a very small percentage that are quote unquote born this way or whatever the case may be. But a majority of men that become sodomites, their innocence was stolen from them because the first imprint, and this is the psychological studies, the first imprint that a child has sexually, because they're not supposed to have it, stays with them. Because you destroy, because that's not something supposed to happen until you're an adult. So the fact that this has happened, it imprints on the child, and that child grows up believing that's the way it's supposed to be. Mike Church has been saying it. Like, I've been calling them maps forever. Mike Church has been 100% on all of this. Coming for the children. Destroying the innocence of children. You can't judge that man because he wants to dippity-boo with a 5-year-old. Oh, you bet I can. You don't think I can? Watch me now. See, I may be a curmudgeon, and I may be a lot of things, but I'm the kind of guy you want in this situation when the guy's like, I think that 5-year-old is cute. Do you? I think you and I need to have a talk. You and I need to speak to each other. Anyway, back into the article. I wouldn't have believed it either if the video hadn't surfaced and made its way around social media. See, that's the problem, Jazz. I don't believe it. Believe it. They want it. Thankfully, the Board of Trustees for Franklin High School held an emergency meeting and placed Amber Barker on administrative leave pending termination. Why? Because she said the quiet part out loud. Because she got caught. She got comfortable. She got caught. Not because they don't believe it. Not because they don't support it. But because she got caught. Remember that. We placed her on administrative leave. Because this idiot didn't. If they fire this Amber Parker girl, she'll pop up at another school next year. You know, they're going to slow walk this administrative thing. They won't fire her until the later half of this school year, making sure she gets paid. For once, we have people in public school system declaring an emergency. From Yahoo News, a teacher in El Paso, Texas, is on administrative leave, facing termination after she told students to call pedophiles minor attractive persons. In an 18-second clip, the Franklin High School teacher can be heard telling students to, quote, stop calling them that. You're not allowed to label people like that. Oh, tolerance! I love it! Oh, it's so good! Listen to that tolerance in action! You can't be judgy! And you know what? You'd have Catholics that would back this up.